Welcome to At Your Service from Erie's News Talk Station, Jet Radio 1400. The following is a paid commercial program. The content of this program is not an endorsement of the products or services described or discussed by this radio station, Connoisseur Media, the host, or other advertisers of the station, and is aired for informational purposes only.
Here at the historic Boston store in the heart of downtown Erie, on this edition of At Your Service from Northwest Pennsylvania Legal Services, the Executive Director of Northwest Pennsylvania Legal Services. Good morning to you, Bob Oakley.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Never been better.
All right. Well, listen, today we're going to look at a few issues that Northwestern Legal Services assists in elder law issues throughout the area. As well, we're going to have another guest, but I want to talk about the two guests we're going to have today. First of all, we'll have a staff attorney from Northwestern Legal Services, Julia Bendeca, who will join us. She's been with our program for about 20 years, and she's involved with our elder law project. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning, Bob.
We'll also be joined by telephonic hookup from Harrisburg, coming live from Harrisburg. The Senior Deputy Attorney General, David Sumner, will join us. He is with the Pennsylvania Bureau of Consumer Protection, and he will talk about certain issues of consumer protection issues that affect senior citizens throughout the state, but also that we will see here in the Erie area. But first, let's start with Julia. Julia, you are a staff attorney with Legal Services. You're working with the Elder Law Project, which is a fairly new project for us.
Yes, it is. It's about a year old.
And can we get you to pull the mic a little closer to you there? We know what you have to say is important. We want people to hear it. There we go.
Okay, thank you.
And the Elder Law Project that we have that's sponsored by the IOLTA program, what do you do for that project?
Well, I represent any client who gets an appointment with the Erie office who's 60 years of age or older.
Well, and they need to be income eligible as well.
Yes, that's right. They have to qualify under our financial guidelines.
And that's, I know that you probably know this, but I'll say this since I'm looking at it, that a household of one, you need a yearly income of less than $12,700. A household of two, less than $17,100. But when in doubt, people should really call and find out if they're eligible. Our telephone number in Erie is 452-6957 to apply for services. If it is a long-distance call to Erie, the toll-free number is 800-665-6957. And a person would call, would be found, whether they're eligible for this project, would then be set for an appointment with you?
Yes, they would be scheduled for an appointment with me. And usually we can accommodate people fairly quickly, probably within a matter of a week or sometimes a couple days.
And what types of cases or legal issues do you see?
Well, it really runs the gamut of civil legal problems that an older individual would have. I've represented a grandmother in a custody case. She wanted to get a custody order for her two teenage grandchildren who were living with her, and she needed the custody order to stay in public housing. It's a requirement that a grandmother would need to have a custody order for the grandchildren to live with her. And I've represented senior citizens in a lot of housing problems, especially with a risk of losing their home to a tax sale. That seems to come up a number of times.
Have you done anything with home improvement issues?
I think I did represent one lady who had some problems over some home improvement that was done. She had some cement work, and she wasn't quite sure whether it was worth the price that was being charged.
Now, the work that you do, the legal work, and I'm going to talk in a little bit about the outreach that you do or to the community meetings that you do, but for the legal work, it doesn't always end up in court, does it?
No, it doesn't. That would probably be an extreme case where we would have to go to court. We try to resolve things short of having to go to court and go into lengthy litigation.
And that, I'm sure, is reassuring to a lot of people, especially the elderly citizens who don't like to go to court.
Right.
Now, if a person can't get into the office because of transportation issues or infirmity, how do you handle a person like that?
I'm more than happy to go out to their homes, and we can schedule a home visit, and I'll go out at their convenience and meet with them. That's really not a problem if they have difficulty coming into the office.
And, of course, homes could also be a nursing home or a facility. It isn't necessarily have to be a private residence.
Right. Anywhere they're at, I'll go there.
We just began this project. When was that?
That was, I believe, June 1st of 2006.
Okay, so it's...
Was it June or July?
It's July 1.
July 1,
so it's
okay.
Just a year old.
Okay.
And we just got refunded for that.
Yes.
And so we are stretching out to continue the project.
Right.
Now, when you start a new project, and I say this as executive director, it takes a while for people to know that the services are there. And one reason we're talking about this on this radio show is so that people do know that it's a service we provide at Northwestern Legal Services. But also part of this project is to do outreach to the community so that people know more about what we can do. Have you done many of those outreach meetings?
I've done some. When we first started the project, I sent out a letter to senior centers, nursing homes, every place I could think of that might be interested to let them know that we were starting the project. And I've had some requests to come out and talk. I was at the Mercy Center on Aging. I've been out to Brevelier Village and talked to their family group that they have, families of the residents out there. And I've had some calls from social workers requesting help for their clients.
Now, the letter went out to as many people as we could think of to advise that we have this project. But the more people we get out to, the better. But you've also been to a senior fair.
Yes, I went to a lot of senior fairs in the fall. The different senior events that are connected to the flu clinics, and we had a table there and got a chance to talk to people. And we always have really good brochures and pamphlets that we hand out, and people enjoy that.
One thing we also are starting to do again is what we have termed older and wiser seminars. We have four of them planned the month of July in partnership with a local state representative, Kurt Sunny. Julie, you want to tell us a little bit about what Older and Wiser is?
Well, Older and Wiser is a program that was developed by Attorney Joe Olympi from Neighborhood Legal Services in Pittsburgh. And Bob, you've been involved with this in the past. And we will have a local attorney. Attorney Scott Wallen will be doing two of the presentations, and Attorney Greg Moore will be doing the other two, the remaining two. And it's going to be open to senior citizens, and they will be learning about things like advance directives for health care, powers of attorney, and the private attorney, Attorney Wallen and Attorney Moore, will be making the presentation describing what you need to do to obtain these documents, why you should get them, and the attorney will also accept questions from the group. And we'll be going, I don't have the dates in front of me, but I know we're going to, you probably have them.
I have them.
Okay.
In fact, I did want to clarify, it is open to the public, not only for senior citizens, but also for their family, their caregivers, or anyone else who wants to go and learn a little bit about powers of attorney, living wills, and do not resuscitate orders. There will be a discussion by the local attorneys, as Julia suggested. And there will be information that will be available that can be taken back home with the people. We do have four scheduled. We have July 12th in Union City, July 17th in Harbor Creek, July 19th in Northeast, and July 24th in Corey. I believe that they are mostly at the senior centers or the community centers in those areas, but for... I don't have the places with me, but for more information, any listener can call State Representative Kurt Sunny's office, their local office in either Harbor Creek or Northeast, and get that information. So we are excited about partnering with him. We also will be looking forward to partnering with other state representatives or state senators. We have in the past worked with Senators White, Senators Earl, and some other people. Now, we do have our call coming in from Harrisburg. This is Bob Oakley. Good morning. Is this David Sumner?
Yeah. Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
David, you are currently on the air. I will reintroduce you. I did talk about you at the beginning of the show. With us now is Senior Deputy Attorney General David Sumner, who is with the Pennsylvania Bureau of Consumer Protection. He will give us some information that I think is pretty vital for people to know about so that they don't get trapped in some of these, if you will, scams. Again, welcome, David, and I'm looking forward to the information you're going to provide for us.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
The Attorney General's office does a lot of work in consumer protection, not only the local office here in Erie, but statewide, and I know that David's involved in a lot of those things. So the first topic that I'd like David to give us some information about is that some of the come-ons that are really directed to some of our senior citizens, and feel free to give as much information as you can so the people, if they're listening, can that red flag can go up in the back of their head so that they see one of these things, they go, geez, this is too good to be true.
Sure. You got to keep in mind that Pennsylvania has a lot of seniors. In fact, we've got the third largest population of seniors in the whole country. And they're a very trusting generation, you know, the greatest generation. And con artists out there often seek to capitalize on how they were raised. They're very polite. They may not want to interrupt a telemarketer or cut somebody off or hang up the phone. And they've got a respect for the government and, you know, trusted names, trusted agencies. So these are all things that con artists are using, unfortunately, against our consumers and against our seniors. They may send a senior citizen a very official-looking mailing, something with a logo or official words. You know, you've been chosen, you're eligible, important deadline, please respond. And that marketing pitch deceives or can mislead our seniors. They also do telemarketing very aggressively. You know, one thing our seniors have in common is time and money. They're there during the day, often alone, and they may pick up the phone. And they may have a home and a nest egg that these con artists are trying to take from them.
Now you've talked about a little bit of the tactics, but there's some other interesting come-ons that I've just recently learned about from your office, such as the free meals. I guess there never really are free meals, are there?
Well, that's the saying, and I think it's right. We're seeing a lot of direct mail pieces, or sometimes it's a newspaper ad, telling seniors that there's a free lunch or a free dinner seminar. It's often a local hotel or motel, and the pitch is, you know, come learn how to save money or make money, no obligation to attend, get a free dinner. And I think when you see those words, no obligation, that should be a red light right there. Most times this is either a trust in a state presentation where the marketer is trying to sell a consumer a living will or a living trust kit, for a very high price, or it could be an investment or annuity scam where somebody is trying to sell consumers investment products that may not be perfect for them. And by that I mean we've seen cases where people in their 80s, people in their 90s have put large sums of money in long-term annuities that they wouldn't be able to access for something like 20 or 30 years. Something like that is not appropriate for everyone, especially a senior citizen. And, you know, these salespeople are getting a commission for each product they sell, so they really don't care how many they sell.
It would seem to me that some of these services that sound good and people really should be concerned about their, if you will, their estates or living wills and such, but to talk to somebody that they know or that they trust as opposed to a come-on from a mail or a newspaper.
That's right. I mean, you may want to go and get the information, get the free dinner, but take it home with you, discuss it with your family attorney, discuss it with a family member, and see if it's right for you. There may be something better for you. You know, you certainly want to look everything over, Don't fall victim to a high-pressure sales tactic. A lot of times you're in a room and they say it's a special only today. You've got to sign on the dotted line. That special is going to be there tomorrow. It's going to be there next week. Just take your time before you commit to a decision like this.
And again, the high pressure really is high pressure at some points, and people need to be aware that they don't have to do any of this stuff.
You're right, Bob. Something else we see, a high-end product like a timeshare purchase. People love to travel. Our seniors love to travel. And they'll go to a timeshare presentation for a free gift or a free prize. And the salesperson will say, you know, sign today, we'll knock off $5,000. But they're really taking $5,000 off something that's $25,000 or $30,000. They'll offer you financing there on the spot. And really, who would make a $25,000 or $30,000 decision without talking to their family, without maybe trying to set up better financing, just because they say it's a special?
Right. One other thing that I think that the next thing I'd like you to talk a little bit about is good advice for everybody, and that's just these scams that try to get bank account numbers, Social Security numbers, help us get this money into the country, those type of scams.
Well, yesterday we got a call from a consumer. She got a call from somebody who was saying they were from the Social Security Administration. And we've heard different versions of this, either the database at Social Security is down or maybe they've lost this individual records. And they do have your name, they may have your address, and they may have your date of birth. So they're very convincing. And they may convince you that they are the Social Security Administration, but what they're telling you is there's going to be a problem with your direct deposit next month unless you confirm your bank account number or reveal or disclose some other personal or financial data. Banks aren't going to call consumers for this information. The government is not going to call consumers for this information. If you get a pitch like this, it really is a con artist trying to get that bank account number, not to put money in, but to take money out. So you're right. People do need to be wary of these pitches. The Nigerian scam that you mentioned is pretty famous, where you get an email or you get a letter saying, I'm a member of the royal family in some far-off country, and I have $20 million that I need to get to my people. Let me put it in your bank account, and you can keep $5 million for your troubles. These are common scams, and I think they go out in such numbers that if one or two people respond, it's probably worth them to keep doing it.
And one thing I would add, because I've not only gotten those scams, but and I know that the Nigerian scam is a term of art anymore because that was really where it started. But I've gotten them talking about I'm a barrister in London. There's this money you've inherited. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that floats around, whether it's the internet or whatever, that people should be leery of.
And the new twist on that, because people have caught on and they don't want to give up a bank account number without some assurance that the offer is legitimate. A lot of times now, either the inheritance scam or the lottery winning scam, where you've won $1 million but you need to pay the taxes before you can get it, or you've inherited this money and you need to pay some customs fees to get it. The consumer will get a counterfeit check in the mail with that pitch, and the con artist will say, you know, put this in your bank account, use it to pay the taxes, and then we'll send you the money. Well, the check is no good, but it's not going to get flagged by the bank for maybe a week or 10 days. And by that time, if you've sent the money abroad, you're never going to see it again, and the bank may try to hold you liable because you endorsed that instrument.
So the bottom line is people really should guard their bank account numbers, their Social Security numbers, and to be suspicious. If it, that old adage, if it looks too good to be true, it really is too good to be true.
Absolutely, Bob.
I did want to spend a few minutes, because I know we're running short and I need to get back to my other guests, but I do know that you're involved with and would like to talk generally about some litigation the Attorney General's Office is involved with the People's Benefit Services.
That's right. Attorney General Corbett and several other attorneys general filed an action, it's over a year ago now, but it was during the time that the government was enrolling consumers in Medicare Part D. Medicare Part D was this program created to help seniors and low-income individuals with their prescription drug costs. And there was a lot of confusion around the time of the rollout because there were so many programs, so many deadlines, things of that nature. And there's a company that's operating down in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, called People's Benefit Services. And we allege that they created a marketing scheme that looked so much like the Medicare Part D solicitations that consumers and seniors were deceived into signing up for their program. Their solicitations had a very official-looking logo. It had this government-type font. It told the consumer that there's a benefit that they're not receiving, and according to our records, you know, you need to respond. All this language and the characteristics of this mailing and the false sense of urgency, we allege, was to deceive consumers. So we are still in litigation with this company. If anybody's seen one of these offers or may have signed up for it, we invite them to contact our office. And generally, we encourage consumers, when they see any type of scam, to let us know about it.
And that would be not only the local office, but you also have a toll-free number, I believe?
Sure. Our number is 1-800-441-2555. Again, 1-800-441-2555. And we're on the web at www.attorneygeneral.gov.
Well, David, I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning going over this, and I appreciate your office setting this up. I'd also like to say that we're very excited, and I wasn't going to talk about this till later, but I am with you on the phone, that on July 26th on this show, we will be hosting Attorney General Tom Corbett, who will be talking about different issues that the Attorney General's office is involved in. We're very excited to see him in Erie and to have him on this show, as well as our Access to Justice television show on the same day. So if you will, tell him that it was a pleasant experience, and hopefully he is looking forward to it as much as we are.
I know he is, and thank you for having me on the show today.
David, the Senior Deputy Attorney General, David Sumner, from the Pennsylvania Bureau of Consumer Protection, the Attorney General's office, thank you again.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Julia, yes, I haven't forgotten mm-hmm. about you. Obviously, some of these scams you know about, and you may come in contact with some people that have asked you about that, or that may in the future ask you about that.
Yes.
Have you come across any of these so far?
Not from clients, but personally, in my own email, I've come across the Nigerian scam. And
did you get that check in the mail yet?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Okay, but those certainly, you know, we can joke about it, but some people getting taken advantage of is no joke, yeah. Especially when somebody works their whole life and has that nest egg and all of a sudden it disappears.
Right.
Julia, is there some type of work that you have seen issues that are more prevalent than others with seniors, or has it just been hit or miss all around the legal arena?
It's really been a wide variety of issues that I've dealt with. But I think, as I mentioned earlier, what's most troubling is when I've had two clients come to me, and homeowners, and they've learned that their homes were sold in a tax sale by the buyer coming to their home and saying, I just bought your home from the Tax Claim Bureau. And seeing people ignore the notices and just kind of let things slide until sometimes it's too late, that's pretty alarming.
What can be done about that? I mean, you said when it's too late, there may, you know, if the sale's already happened and there's been every, if you will, I's been dotted and T's been crossed. But is there anything that you can do to get people to pay attention to the tax notices? Or is there something that should go on that tax notice that isn't?
Well, I think that's something that's being looked at. I'm glad to see that Sue Weber has gotten a group together to try and look into that. Although I think she was focusing mainly on people with mental health or mental retardation problems, but I think that should be expanded to seniors. But I just think, as a word of caution to people, is don't ignore those notices that you get. I know sometimes they're complicated, but if you don't really understand it, then call someone or have someone look at it so that you understand what's going on, so you don't get yourself in this kind of a situation.
Again, we are available to talk to people, not only individually but in groups if there's certain issues. And again, I have to repeat the numbers for people to call to become clients of ours, and that is in Erie, 452-6957. And if it's a long-distance call, please don't spend money on it. Call our 800 line at 800-665-6957. We have a few minutes left. Julia, other than the older and wiser, which we spoke about just before the Attorney General's office joined us, is there any other upcoming events that you have currently scheduled?
Well, we're going to be at the Erie Zoo. I think it's July 18th or 19th when they have their Grandparents' Day, and that's always a fun time. I would encourage the seniors out there to get a grandchild, get a couple, get your neighbor's kids.
Or call me and take me, yeah. Pretend I'm your grandchild.
Oh, the zoo is beautiful, and that's a great day. There are all people from all different agencies in the community there, and with handouts and information, and it's a lot of fun. So we'll be there for that.
And we're excited to interact with the community and to give information out and give it out freely. And yes, it sounds too good to be true, but it is true. We do give the information freely. If you are a low-income person and you qualify for our services and the services of the attorney that represents you is indeed free. There are no costs, no hidden costs, and I again would encourage people to call, even if they think that they may not be low income, if they think that they may be lower middle income, please call and find out, because we may be able to find out that you are indeed eligible. And the other thing that I did want to reiterate is that we have the older and wiser coming up. Julia Bandeca, our staff attorney, will be at each one. Two of them will be done by one local attorney, two with another local attorney, but they are currently scheduled for July 12th in Union City, July 17th in Harbor Creek, July 19th in Northeast, July 24th in Corey. It is the older and wiser where we'll talk about various issues that affect the low income, the senior population. This is not simply for low income people. These outreach meetings or education meetings that we have are not, we don't check your eligibility at the door. It's for everybody, no matter what your income level. So please feel comfortable in coming. And you can get specifics on that either by going to our website at www.nwls.org or contacting the State Representative Kurt Sunny's local office to find out where exactly that's going to be and the times. I believe they're all in the morning. But we are excited about doing the older and wiser.
And we're pretty much done, Bob. Can we fill them the phone numbers and wish you adieu till next time?
Well, thank you very much. And once again, 452-6957 to apply for services, or 1-800-665-6957. It is free if you're eligible.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much. The Northwest Pennsylvania Legal Services.